very exciting, really. We're all checking in, and we are off to La Manga to play a charity 2020 tournament. Luckily, we have been invited as winners of the national knockout championship.
So this is a great chance, isn't it, to go and play some of the big names of the sport. Who are you going to be up against?
Yeah, well, indeed, we are playing against, there's one side, another team from England called Wimbledon, who won the National 2020 tournament. So we will be up against them. There is a Legends 11, which consists of former England internationals, who we hopefully will play against if we are successful in the tournament, and a number of sides from Norway and Belgium and Spain, apparently. So there's lots of different teams to be playing against, so it's an exciting opportunity.
You've had a fantastic year, Yorkshire Premier League champions for that record sixth consecutive time, winning the National Knockout Cup. Presumably, you still have got that thirst for winning. You want to win in Spain, do you?
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah, we're not going all this way and playing just for the sake of it. We'll be there. We'll be there taking it seriously, and we'll be there to win. Without a doubt, we're going to enjoy the experience and make the most of the opportunity, but we'll be there to win, definitely.
Yeah, of course, you're going out to play cricket, but as you've mentioned, it's La Manga, so presumably you're going to get to sample all the other things that are on offer at the resort.
Yeah, well, we've been doing a bit of research about where we are and where we're staying, and there is lots of different possibilities and things we can do. There's golf and all sorts of different sports, and obviously the social side of the tour looks fantastic as well. So, no, everyone's definitely looking forward to it. It should be an exciting few days.
It's been a few weeks since the season ended. Have you managed to keep the team together to fly out to Spain? How fully staffed up are you?
Well, sadly, Nick Kay, who was vice-captain of the team, he cannot come due to work commitments. Sadly, Tom Pringle, who was man of the match in the final and has been an outstanding performer for us all season, he can't come as he's a PE teacher and is unable to get time off school. And Oliver Hares, who has done wonderfully well for us as well this year, he can't come due to important university commitments. So we're losing out on those three players, but luckily we've got a strong squad of players, so we've got a squad of 15 going, and you know, we've got about 12 or 13 lads who could all play if required, so we've got enough players, put it that way.
And on a scale of 0 to 10, what are your chances of winning this?
Honestly, I've got no idea. From a selfish point of view, I'd love to say 10, but I don't know. We don't know what the standard of opposition is going to be like, but you know, we're coming here to do well, and we'll be taking it seriously, and hopefully we'll do as well as we can.